Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Free Talk Live. You are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. It's Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
We walked into the minefield of reparations talk last hour on Free Talk Live, and you can still call in and talk about that, or gold and silver is money, or whatever you want, because that's what we do on Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Mortified Penguin calling in the Discord lines. Penguin, what's on your mind? Penguin, can you hear me now? Oh, I just heard a sort of artifact kind of noise.
Do you hear me now?
Yeah, I got you.
There we go.
Okay, that's weird. I was having something plugged in. Anyways, I just tuned in, but I'm really glad to hear a little bit. I heard you talking about reparations and federal land and everything. I've caught about that exact topic before.
Great.
Sure and cool. But I wanted to just kind of switch things up and talk about, I definitely firmly believe that there's a lot of people on the left that came from the burning place and others that are looking for a home, that are disenchanted with the state and are need to come, and whether or not they're welcomed, they're in such numbers, they're coming to liberty, and they should be, you know, you should reinforce positive behavior and welcome to liberty movement. But I want to go beyond that and say I think we need to welcome people from the right into the liberty movement. And you might say, well, it looks like there's a lot of people on the right already in the liberty movement.
That was my thought.
Yeah. So what I'm getting at here is, you know, not the paleo conservatives, the social conservatives, the people that are sometimes questionably libertarian. I'm talking about people. There's a lot of people that really don't have a home on the right. They might cling to this nationalist movement, this direction the Republicans party are going to. But you both parties right now are running really conservative in the general sense, you know, candidacies, but the Trumps are going away from the classical liberal free trade conservatism and the Tucker Carlson, all that stuff. That's where the Republican Party is going, and that's probably where the right really is. I'm not pushing this whole that's not real conservatism thing anymore, because that existed for a period of time before it didn't exist, and it won't exist in the future, because the Republicans are going probably where they belong politically and where their voter base is. So you've got these classical liberals, these free trade, free markets people. They're not anarchists, anarcho-libertarians. They're not voluntarists or anything, but they need a home, and they do understand the value of spontaneous order. And
so you say the Republicans are leaving behind the sort of free market, economically conservative people, right?
They're absolutely not economically conservative or fiscally conservative at all. They're not.
You mean the Republicans are not fiscally conservative currently? Yeah, they're certainly not.
At all.
They haven't acted fiscally conservative while they've been in office. Now, when they're not in office, they're fiscally conservative.
That's been their rhetoric anyway.
It's their rhetoric.
I don't feel like it's the community's job to just accept everybody's rejects. I feel like it's the community's job to accept people that belong here. And I'm sure that some of them belong here and some of them don't. It kind of depends on what you're talking about specifically about the community. If I live in a town of 100,000 minarchists, that doesn't bother me. If I have an anarchist hangout and you're a minarchist and you're not what I call a questioning minarchist, then you don't belong there.
Well, I think the Republicans are going through an identity crisis right now. So, I mean, there are two things that I classically would consider very much associated with the Republican Party that just aren't as feasible as they used to be. So one of them is the sort of neocon warfare kind of thing, which is definitely how they still act, but that role is more and more being taken over by the Democratic Party. And there's also the sort of fundamentalist, very Christian, anti-gay marriage, anti-abortion side of it. And I think that part just sort of got destroyed when gay marriage was legalized. So I don't think they've really recovered from that. And I think that the Republican Party is kind of in the air as far as what their identity is now.
Well, yeah, I one time, in the not too distant past, I sat on a bus with one of the senior like advisors to a senator, and he was a Democratic senator from the Northeast, and he said that, yeah, Republicans don't worry me because they've got a demographic problem. It's the libertarians that worry me. So,
why did the libertarians worry him?
Because, you know, fundamentally we disagree with the left on a whole bunch of issues, and you know, he
understood
that.
Yeah, but there's like five of us.
He thinks it's growing.
Well, I hope he's.
Yeah, there's a natural inclination to freedom. It's not something that you have to be convinced of.
There's a natural inclination to freedom in some people, and I don't think it's very many people.
Yeah, I want to clarify. I don't think the majority of these people that don't have a political home on the right are necessarily going to be suitably libertarian. I think that, you know, but I think those that have the interest and really want go for that minimal government, which is mostly rhetoric, but the true believers of that, they, you know, those viewpoints should be reinforced and taken to a logical conclusion. Because there's a lot of good ideas that in classical liberalism and stuff, when taken to a logical conclusion, come out to liberty. And I think there's a small number of people, just like there's a subset of the people on the social democratic left that, you know, have real libertarian potential.
Yeah, so if someone is interested in anarchy, then I will absolutely talk to them as long as they will let me. If someone
is
interested in anarchy or actual libertarianism, which is called anarchy, then I will, you know, then
that
yeah
is,
they can come
is
into,
a weird
into,
term.
Into yeah. the community. But the fact that the GOP is falling apart, like, that's not my problem.
Yeah, there are some terms that are just, I think they're broken terms. And anarchy is honestly one of them. Capitalism,
libertarian
communism.
Means too many different things.
Agreed. It does mean quite a few different things. You could use the term voluntarist, although that doesn't mean much to many people. It gets complicated, I would agree.
I like the term volitionist, personally.
What's that?
Volitionist.
Volitionist, I like that.
It's a little shorter than voluntarist and kind of has the sound of abolitionist, which is ultimately what we are. I mean, we are saying we need 100% abolition of slavery. There is a limited kind of slavery that is very similar to serfdom that the government owns the people, which is why they say, here's how much of your stuff you have to give us, or else.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the property. Ultimately, the ultimate owner of the property, too, which is also a problem.
Yeah, the government claims to own pretty much all the land and a portion of your labor, which makes them a pretty powerful organization.
And it's whatever portion they decide in the moment.
Yeah, I think that, you know, what we should do as a movement is always an interesting conversation, but ultimately a pointless one, because we as a movement, the movement of the group of individualists is very bad at grouping and very good at individualing. And, you know, to get us to do a thing is very difficult. I mean, somebody created the idea of moving, what if we moved the libertarians to one state? What would happen? You know, here we are close to 20 years later, and the answer is some stuff, but not a lot. And, you know, it's because people have their lives and they do these, they do their different things.
Well, I'll tell you, this individual is certainly welcoming to a lot of the people on the right, because if you look at the issues that they have recently been fighting, I mean, I'm not a huge fan of nationalism, but it's better than globalism. One of the victories that they had recently was, like, I don't want to be forced to pay for someone else's abortion pill. Well, I don't want you to be forced to pay for that either, and it has nothing to do with my perspective on abortion.
Right.
Yeah, but for them, I think it does have to do something with their perspective on abortion, and I don't think that, I don't want to go into that, but, like, you know, it's just a matter of principle. I mean, I don't think the nationalism is a terrible thing, and I think what people tend to call globalism on the right is a terrible thing, and, you know, there's a lot of refugees from that, and I
think we've got to teach these folks the ideas of liberty is what we got to do. Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Chinese banks limit customers' ability to buy gold. Chinese flooding and potential dam collapse threatens many Bitcoin operations. Withdrawals from crypto exchanges increase, indicating perhaps more people are holding their coin for themselves. Tentative agreement met to stabilize Bitcoin cash mining in conjunction with the currency's third birthday. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Not shaving irritation. Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. Mark with you.
Speakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about, because that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. So, we were, recently just talking about reparations and the Liberty Movement and gold and silver, but we shall move on. And you can call in about any of those topics or anything else, because that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We open up the phone lines that you can call in. Apparently, there is a new condition, Peakless Mountaineer, called Mask Mouth.
Mask Mouth.
I can only guess what Mask Mouth might be, but I know we weren't evolved to have a flap of fabric in front of our faces.
Funny that. If masks were actually good for us, we probably would have them. But I guess if man was meant to fight, he'd have wings. So this is from Washington Examiner. Dentists say mask mouth can cause serious health complications, including strokes.
All right. Strokes. Sounds good. What is mask mouth, and how many people are getting it, and what's going on here?
Well, dentists are warning about the health issues tied to prolonged use of a mask to stop the spread of the coronavirus. They
prolonged during like the day, or prolonged? I don't know what we're talking about.
It's kind of nonspecific.
Yeah.
What they have figured out is that the people that are getting these issues, mostly starting with gum issues, gum disease, a much higher rate of that, are the people who tend to wear masks all the time.
Okay, so what... Yeah, go ahead and read the article.
Yeah, they said dental problems associated with mask mouth could include gum disease, could lead to serious complications. Gum disease or periodontal disease will eventually lead to strokes and an increased risk of heart attacks.
Yeah, it's basically the bacteria in your mouth sort of breeding under the gums and, doing its having a little party down there. And I guess the idea is that somehow the masks increase the amount of bacteria in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to cause tooth loss and a whole bunch of other things, too.
Well, they can't not increase the amount of bacteria in your mouth and the rest of where they cover.
Yeah, I mean, when you breathe out, there's a number of functions that holds, and one of it is you're expelling some of the bacteria from your mouth, some of the bacteria from your lungs. You're putting an oxygen flow through the area that allows your natural immune system to work to fight these things as it would. Now, if you're making it harder to move air across these surfaces, then that's not what your body's designed for.
Right, I see when I go to, the rare instances these days when I get out and about and I'm in a building or something, I see these people who are, say, working behind the counter at a restaurant or a bank or something like that, and they're wearing these masks. Presumably, they're wearing these masks for hours a day, presumably 8 hours a day.
They have to be. At work, you are required to wear a mask, and that's what you're going to spend hours doing. And on top of the requirement to wear them at pretty much all businesses at this point, are the people that, will wear them while they're driving alone in their cars. The people that listen to, I forget whose advice, that you should really wear masks while you're at home.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's probably some idiot out there wearing a mask while they sleep.
There really probably is.
And I don't know what percentage of the population they are. I sincerely hope they're far less than 1%. But, man, I can only imagine what it's like to be in any one of these people's condition. I wear a mask rarely, keep it in my car for when I, pop off into some place where I've got to buy something. But, yeah, there's days that go by when I'm not wearing one.
And this is one of those things that has a very much a deferred cost. Like, okay, if your employer says you have to wear a mask while you're at work, I mean, they're not going to pay the medical bills that happen if you get gingivitis from it.
No, they're not.
They
probably won't pay the medical bills if you get a stroke.
Right, right. Reading another little paragraph
here. I also can't see how one puts a mask over their mouth and isn't increasing the volume of carbon dioxide that you're breathing. Now, carbon dioxide is a poison.
I've seen the studies that said that the oxygen levels were the same, and I've given that one some actual thought. Like, it may very well be that there's no noticeable difference in the carbon dioxide to oxygen ratio that you have there. However, what you are definitely doing is increasing the amount of force necessary to pull the same amount of air into your lungs. So your lungs are not going to adjust to the fact that you have a mask there. They're going to do the same thing that they always do. There's a certain amount of diaphragm-produced pressure that your lungs will do without your conscious effort. And they'll do that same amount, but now you have a filter there so that they have to work extra hard to get the same amount of air in, and they're not going to do that. So you're just not going to get as much oxygen in and carbon dioxide out as you would without the resistance from pushing that fluid through a screen.
And I don't know what it's like to be in one of these businesses where you're sitting there dealing with the public and wearing a mask all day long. Thank goodness I don't want to know what it's like to do that. But I do know what it's like to wear a mask, you know, for a few minutes here and there, maybe on up to 45 minutes or something. And what I find myself doing is I'm, you know, I open my mouth and I'm breathing through my mouth like a dog instead of sort of just not thinking about it. And I don't know what that sort of different breath pattern, you know, something's going on.
Well, that's,
things are changing.
Well, that's very likely to increase the dryness of your mouth. And one of the things that is just across the board true, the drier your mouth is, the more difficulty it has keeping things clean.
Now, that makes sense.
Let's see, going on here, quote, we're seeing inflammation in people's gums that have been healthy forever and cavities in people who have never had them before, Ramondi said. About 50% of our patients are impacted by this, so we decided to name it Mask Mouth after Meth Mouth. Meth mouth being a term to describe poor oral hygiene typically associated with chronic meth users.
Yeah, I've certainly heard that that's a thing and seen some pictures of people who do meth. Can't say I know a great deal about the whole situation, but
Here it is. The dentist said that the face coverings increase mouth dryness and contribute to a buildup of bad bacteria.
And I guess that's what caused people to, you know, have more periodontal issues. This is going to affect people in their sort of mid-lives, that kind of late 30s, 40s, 50s. 60s, people who don't have to deal with cavities nearly as often are going to be dealing with periodontal disease.
And I mean, it really doesn't take a lot of logic to think about this. Like, what do you think of if someone calls you a mouth breather?
Right.
And there really is a biological basis for that. Like, if you're breathing through your mouth, holding your jaw shut actually does a lot of functions in keeping your neck in the right place, keeping your nerves where they're supposed to be, making sure that they don't get impinged. I mean, being a mouth breather is bad for your health and bad for your brain.
855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. What do you think about mouth breathing? Free Talk Live.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work, so that was at a dead end.
DinoVite.com.
I've been hearing DinoVite on the radio for years. It never actually crossed my mind to try it until it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And, all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. It doesn't scratch and itch, and they started to put weight on.
DinoVite is nutrition.
I wish that we would have started the DinoVite right away. It would have been so much easier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves Dynavite for 90 days.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democrats are speaking out about recent actions by the U.S. Postal Service. They claim the changes are designed to make it more difficult to vote by mail. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
I'm demanding that the Senate hold hearings and call Mr. DeJoy and the head of the Postal Commission before them this week. I'm demanding that Leader McConnell go into regular session so we can have these hearings.
On CBS's Face the Nation, President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, says the president's actions are because he cares.
I think what President Trump wants is a fair election. If you have a tried-and-true system where they've been doing it, like absentee ballots, where there's some security mechanisms built in, that's totally acceptable. That's a great thing to do. But you can't have a new system being tried where there's not the right time to do it and expect them to get it right and then expect that Americans will have confidence in the elections.
This is USA Radio News. President Trump says he's very strongly looking into whether he should pardon Edward Snowden. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
The president making the comment yesterday at a news conference in New Jersey.
There are many, many people. It seems to be a split decision. And many people think that he should be somehow treated differently, and other people think he did very bad things.
The former NSA contractor has been living in exile in Moscow for 6 years.
Some Trump supporters have been pushing a false narrative that Kamala Harris isn't eligible to run with Joe Biden because her parents weren't born in the U.S. She was born here, so she is eligible. On CNN, New Jersey Democrat Cory Booker says she's ready for a fight.
Kamala Harris has been fighting that fight her entire career, rising to positions where she was the first African-American woman in time and time again. So if there's anybody that's ready for this kind of mess, it's Kamala Harris.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. Do you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty? Freedomsphoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. Freedomsphoenix.com. It's Mark with you.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
Let's go right to the phones. We got Pat calling in from Michigan, listening to WZTK. Pat, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. Good evening. And Melanie.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm calling in about the mask madness. Remember when this whole thing started? Everybody was fretting and moaning because they couldn't get these N95 masks.
Yes, I remember.
They don't stop viruses. So what you do if let's say you actually suck one of these viral components inside this mask you're now wearing, You gave it a nice, moist greenhouse to live in. These things are totally ridiculous and self-defeating.
Well, and it's a nice, moist environment full of bacteria. And the thing about us multicellular organisms is we have immune systems, but a bacteria kind of doesn't. So then it's going to go into one of these bacterial cells and replicate and hit us hard.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you just put a bacterial greenhouse on your face, whether it be viral or bacterial or whatever. You just keep re-ingesting the same germs.
Absolutely right.
So I don't know, is basically. I mean, I'm seeing articles that say, you know, mask bad. And then I see articles that say mask good. And I think it's gotten to the point where you're absolutely sitting in one of these scenarios where you can go on the internet and you can find evidence for whatever it is you wish to believe. And I find that to be the most difficult thing to understand. What do I do? You know, was 9/11 an inside job? Just go check the internet to find out. You'll never find out. And
well, I think that you have to look at what the incentive patterns are. And given that this is incentivizing the government to take more power, you have to assume that there are going to be certain government actors that want to spread the message that that gives them
what's the power
legitimate to tell you whether or not you have a face.
Okay,
that's a pretty extensive power. Like, forcing you to wear something is not a common thing for governments to do.
But why do they want to do it? What do they get? I mean, where's the money?
Oh, no, see, that's the thing. Power is its own reward. I mean, if you look at the brain and the way it responds to power, it responds the same way to heroin. That is the addiction. People are like, what's the end game? And it's like, this is it. This is the plan. What is a heroin addict's end game? Its end game is more heroin. A power addict's end game is more power. Exercise power. Like, why do these people like to diddle kids? Because you're not allowed to. And if I'm allowed to, that shows you that I have power.
Pat?
Yeah, I've got one little trick that I do have a little faith in. I take a little tea tree oil, put a couple drops on a Q-tip, and put it up my nostrils when I'm going into a questionable situation.
That doesn't kill viruses. That kills fungus.
I there's nothing in the Amazon rainforest that can live on these trees, and that is the most. I mean, I can't think of a more bacterial place than that. If anything can survive it, this can.
Well, and one thing about it is, like I was saying with the environment that the mask creates in your face, even if it doesn't kill the virus. If you kill bacteria, you make it a more difficult environment for viruses to live. Because they have nothing to eat if they have no bacteria.
Yeah, I don't know what the ramifications are of tea tree oil in your nostril, but I could see that it's probably not an environment that a virus that's killing people off has evolved to live in. So that makes some sense. Pat, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go to Cameron, calling in from South Dakota. Cameron, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, this is just a thought. I was hearing y'all talking about the reparations to our wonderful black brothers. After the Civil War, a lot of the black soldiers came up to the Dakotas, and as part of the U.S. military, they helped take away land away from the Sioux Indian tribe and other Plain Indians tribes. I was wondering if they had any plans for reparations for giving back land and livestock and mineral rights to the Sioux, along with their reparations. Perhaps some of the rich NBA and NFL players could help out on that.
There was a mention of indigenous people in the article, that much was done. I'd say that it's very interesting up there with the Sioux and how much land they could have if the Lakota Nation became a thing. I looked into this in the past, and it spans across 5 states, and it's just tremendous. And as you know, I'm sure, Cameron, that recently, was it an Indian tribe whose name is, it begins with a T and is escaping my mind, just took over like half of Oklahoma. And now I don't know how that's going to turn out and what the law is going to look like on that, but I'm hoping that the Indians probably are the only ones that can set us free.
Well, here's the question. Did they set up a quasi-Marxist organization called Red Lives Matter?
Probably not.
The difference between U.S. slavery, at least, and nations conquering each other is that all of the nations were playing the conquering game, and now the ones that lost want to turn around and bitch about the fact that they were playing the game. U.S. slavery, you had a clear aggressor and a clear victim. They traveled across the ocean and captured some people, came back, and aggressed against them in the worst way as possible.
There were a lot of contracts and a lot of treaties along the way. In many cases, the United States broke its half of the these treaties, and now we're beginning to see.
But the relevant, the Indians were conquering people. The Indians were conquering under.
Well, the Indians weren't
were
anything.
From the conquering game. They
certainly
were just
not
bad at it.
Agreed.
Okay.
There wasn't a tribe of hippie Indians. If there was, they would have died long ago. But the Indians...
The East Coast ones were actually pretty hippies.
Okay. Well, whatever. They were at wars. There were wars going on, too. But what I'm saying is that there are contracts that have provisions that have been violated, and now in the 90s, the aughts, and the teens, it's very interesting to see what's happening as these lawsuits are being brought in. The Catawba Indian Nation in South Carolina just got a big chunk of land that previously they didn't have. Like I said, Oklahoma. And I think the next ones on the block are the Sioux. They just had they got a lot of press surrounding that pipeline, whatever you think about the pipeline. And I think it's going to be some interesting stuff to continue to watch. Cameron, do you have thoughts?
I mainly called in just to mention that black soldiers came up and helped take land away from red Native Americans. So a lot of the races have done bad things to each other, and I just want to bring that up as a point.
Thank you for your thoughts.
I think it's a good point.
855-450-3733. Well, I'll say this. I don't want to be held responsible for the actions of somebody now dead that you, whomever you might be, think looks like me. And I hope that I'm given the same consideration. And in many cases, I'm not. So I think that what the lesson here that Cameron's trying to teach is that, hey, you don't want this. You don't want to play this game. Because I don't think we did want to play this game.
The only way to win this game is not to play.
Kind of like conquering.
Yeah. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-453 here on Free Talk Live.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count box of immune booster, a $39.95 value free by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30-count bottle of immune booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. We appear to have moved on to masks, talking about a report, I guess, from dentists saying that wearing a mask over your mouth increases periodontal issues, bacterial issues in the mouth, causes people to breathe with their mouths open, dries their mouths out. Dry mouths are bad because bacteria, I don't know, gets down in the little pockets or something.
Well, a lot of it is exactly what you were saying, is that you find that while you're wearing a mask, and this is not me saying this, this is the dentist they were interviewing,
yep,
that when you're wearing these masks, you breathe through your mouth. Because, and a lot of that, I think, has to do with the fact that while you don't have something inhibiting your breathing, you can breathe through a smaller amount of space. But you have to have a wider area to breathe through when you have something inhibiting airflow. But at any case, breathing through your mouth instead of your nose will dry out your mouth. And this
it's not what it's for. It's for eating, not for breathing. Yeah, I mean, you can, but you shouldn't, generally.
Yeah, and this is one of the same issues that you find in the dental problems of smokers. So by smoking tobacco, the same thing happens. You dry out your mouth. Your mouth only operates when it has a certain amount of moisture. That's why you have salivary glands in there. And just like smokers, if you're wearing this mask, you're breathing through your mouth and drying out the mouth. That means that you can't clear out the bacteria, so they build up to the point where they cause inflammation and can eventually cause strokes.
From the AFP, Nordics brush off mouth covers. Stockholm, as most of the world either orders or recommends the use of face masks, with even U.S. President Donald Trump seen wearing one, Nordic nations are remaining holdouts. In supermarkets, on buses, along with the streets of capitals such as Stockholm, Copenhagen, Oslo, Helsinki, and Reykjavik, that's the Nordic nations, face masks are a rare sight, worn only by a small minority, many of whom are tourists. According to a recent survey by YouGov, only 5 to 10% of respondents in Nordic countries said they used masks in public settings, a figure that has remained stable since the start of the crisis in March. And, yeah, I mean, you know, I think that what I would like to see as we walk out of this is masks for for people who want to wear them, specifically for people who aren't feeling really super great that day. Maybe today is a good day to wear a mask and not fill the air up with whatever you've got. And sometimes don't feel good when you get up.
I would certainly be railing against the idea if someone was like, no, we as the government have decided that we need to have herd immunity as quickly as possible, therefore we are forbidding masks.
Right.
Forbidding people to wear them or for them to be made or for them to be distributed. I would be railing against that.
It would kind of also be a non-issue for sick people if it was the social norm that you don't have to go places when you're sick.
Right. I think that that's, the first thing is that we have to get rid of whatever that idea was that was going on in the parents of, in the ideas of the heads of my parents when I was a kid. I came from a family, admittedly, you know, the sort of Lutheran Calvinist kind of cut from that cloth where if you could stand, you went to work.
Suffering is good for your soul.
That kind of thing. And I got at least half of the times throughout the 13 years that I went to school, perfect attendance. All that is a declaration that I made people ill. I mean, there shouldn't be an award for perfect attendance at school. What that says is that you've made poor choices, to my mind. So,
well, it says your parents have made poor choices because they're not talking about college. They're talking about underage people.
Understood. But again, I'm not proposing to hang, anybody for this. I'm just saying, hey, we need to stop and think about this. Because only recently, in the relatively recent past, maybe the last couple of decades or something, have I heard people talking about, you shouldn't go to work or school if you're sick. Actually, I was hearing the opposite when I was young. And so let's go on.
I think that's a move in the right direction.
At the same time, the corresponding figures have risen between 70 and 80% for most of the other 20 countries polled, including India and the United States. So that's people wearing masks going up to 70 to 80%. I have the impression that if the government doesn't say clearly, we advise you to wear a mask, nobody will. 21-year-old French student Camille Fortunaroli told the AFP, adding that she was shocked to see how rare masks were in Stockholm. Bridget Weidel, a 63-year-old pensioner, told AFP that she would have preferred if Sweden's authorities recommended masks at least on public transport, but she added that she would keep going without one unless there was a shift in official policy.
So not only she wants you to take care of her health, she doesn't have a car as an adult.
And she also doesn't intend to wear a mask until everybody else does.
So I found a couple of graphs which are not exactly easy to talk about verbally, but I mean, so
tell me what you at the graph. Tell me what you think about.
Right here's so this is daily new confirmed COVID-19 deaths, and okay. I think the confirmed part is a very interesting thing because you can think this was COVID-19, you can say it, but like to confirm it is a little more solid.
Okay.
But okay, so you've got the line for America, which okay, it shoots up at the beginning. It starts to round off a bit, and then just sort of goes over to the right and wavers a bit and doesn't really fall that low. Now you've got Sweden, which it goes up, and then it tapers down and down and down, and then it just crashes at the end. So at the very end, we're pretty much where we started, and they're at zero. Like, they're down to zero confirmed COVID-19 deaths now. And this is the country that had the least amount of government regulations and requirements. They're like, hey, here's what we advise. Be smart about this. Be considerate. You know,
to be fair, what is the age demographic difference, though?
The age demographic
should be older.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of old people in Sweden.
So here, this white L gal, 69 years old, says, if they don't, I will not wear it because nobody else does. Martin Sporong, a 50-year-old businessman, said that he would follow government recommendations. If they tell us we don't need masks, we don't wear them. Sweden has received global attention for its softer approach to curbing the spread of the virus, which, coupled with a relatively higher death toll, has led to the region's largest country being shunned by its neighbors.
But Sweden was historically about minding their business.
But when it comes to masks, the Nordic nations look staunchly united. So except for Sweden, there are a few cases in those countries. K.K. Chang, an epidemiologist at the University of Birmingham's Institute for Applied Health Research, told AFP. So I don't blame them for not doing it as long as they have reasonable social distancing and contact tracing has been done properly. We got to do that. Asked Tuesday,
as long as you're being spied on, I'm okay with it.
Yeah. What might change his mind on recommending the use of face masks? Sweden's chief epidemiologist, Anders Tegnell, said that he's still waiting for some of the proof that they're effective. So
what a novel concept.
Yeah. For Chang, such logic is questionable. I think it's wrong. I think it's irresponsible, and it's stubborn, the epidemiologist said. If he's wrong, it costs life. If I'm wrong, what harm does it do? The epidemiologist says there's no harm to wearing masks, that we should all wear them. I'm not entirely sure that that's true.
Well, and I mean, okay, so there's the direct physical health-oriented harm that he's talking about. Okay, well, we've discussed some of the issues with that. You've got your mask mouth. You've got one of the things that bothers me the most is not seeing people's faces is actually really bad for your immune system.
I think that the epidemiologist should know that bacteria grows in wet, damp, dark places.
You would think.
Well, right now they're looking at COVID. They're not looking at much else. They're certainly not looking at dental issues.
Well, and even just looking at COVID. Okay, let's assume that nothing else exists. This is the only thing that needs any of our attention. Okay, viruses need cells to procreate. That's what they are. That's how they work. Now, if you have a multicellular organism, it has defenses. It has cells that will attack the virus and will attack cells that have been infected with the virus. So what it wants is bacteria to eat. That's what it needs. It needs defenseless little single-celled organisms so that it can get in, procreate, and explode. That's what they do. So if you make more bacteria, if you create this environment that is bacteria-rich, you will get a lot of viruses.
I get the idea, but wouldn't we be seeing many more cases and deaths and all these sorts of things going on in countries where mask compliance is significantly higher, if that's the case?
No, because COVID isn't. Well, and I wouldn't necessarily expect that because COVID isn't all that deadly except to people who are already very fragile.
Well,
and in a lot of cases, you are actually seeing a later spread that increases the amount of deaths in the most mask-compliant countries.
What do you think? The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. I don't know. I mean, you know, like I hear all kinds of stuff as far as masks go. I really don't. I wouldn't know. I mean, all I can do is read the news. 855-450-3733.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.